We'll go into Board of Equalization at 8:33 on the clock. The Open the Meetings Act is on the wall behind Scott. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Tiemann, and Byers. Approve or disapprove the agenda as presented?
I'd move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 5 in favor. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting?
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 5 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing no public, we'll move on to approving or disapproving tax correction slip number 3 and number 4. Patty, do you want to tell us about these?
They're just homestead. And those are basically what, from the state or whatever, they can go back 3 years. So those are just corrections of homesteads.
Just procedural stuff? Let everybody review those. Do you have anything else interesting for us?
Make the weather warm up. No, I really don't. It makes it a little rough when we're measuring out there, but, you know, the biggest thing is you have to figure out what's done as of January 1st, and so the weather's been kind of...
Are you going out and measuring or doing it all from your pictometry?
We're measuring the new stuff. We didn't redo. We didn't refly it, but that's been 3 years already. We didn't refly it.
Well, that's 3 years already.
We're done. And I didn't put it in the budget for last year.
What you gonna do?
So, for this last fiscal year because of. Yeah. Time flies. We're just basically getting ready for our new values. They have to be set by March 19th. March 19th is an abstract date, then you send a report in the link, then you start going through the process. May 31st, the evaluation notices go out, and then protests begin in June. We'll talk later on equalization, on referees. And
if people want to protest those values, they'll get their new values.
And May 31st, we send them out.
And then they have until...
June is the month of June is when they file them, and then the county. I mean, generally, you guys have hired a couple referees, and they end up coming to the full board after the referee.
They're a lot of fun. I've always just enjoyed hearing the protests.
Are you wanting to get referees this year again, or have the board hear those?
I think we found that's a good thing to do. We'll see the numbers that we have, but I think it's good.
Aglin's going to be down now. It's the residentials that will be getting the
increase.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
So I was just going to, what we had said the last 2 years, I know for sure. Before that, all the time, we had a panel of supervisors that would sit in. The problem with that being that I saw was... You couldn't, one particular supervisor or three, whatever we sat with, couldn't be on all the meetings. So you would have a different set of ears listen to different complaints. And to me, you know, it ought to be one person hears them all so they're all equal, or because there was different with different people. That's all I was going to say about that. The way we've done the last few years, I thought was fair. Not that I wouldn't sit in on them. We've done that in the past, but it's just fair that the same person or people would listen to all the complaints rather than a split jury, shall we say.
That makes a lot of sense just for consistency.
Plus, we had appraisers that were looking at them, and not that you guys don't, but it's like, you know, there are people that, well, I'm just saying, you know, you because like Lloyd and those guys actually went out to the properties when they had to and really took the time with the people. The one thing I'd like to see this year, though, is, and I don't know what your thoughts are on it, but when we look at a protest, we look at the whole property, you know, and just make sure that we're doing everything. Because we've gone out there and they pointed out one certain area while another area wasn't looked at. And, I mean, I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but there's people that haven't let us in, you know, homes, buildings. You know, so if they're going to protest, you're going to have to probably...
As far as what you're saying, Patty, you know, usually a few days beforehand we would get the list of the people coming in and the properties that were being protested. Well, I mean, they could stretch from Odell to Adams, and it was difficult, at least for me, to go look at what I should have been looking at, probably, other than they would provide pictures and everything. But if you had a person, you know, hey, I'm going to physically look at these things before the protest, so he knew what he was looking at rather than looking at pictures that could be 5 years old. Mm-hmm. You know where I'm coming from on that? I think that would be more fair myself. And yeah, look at the whole property. I agree.
And that's where, because I know there was one instance where somebody had complained about one thing and their basement was finished and we didn't have a finish. You know, they're talking about over here this building is bad and this roof is leaking, and but then the basement was all... I mean, I don't know what your thoughts are on it, but when you bring up a protest, you always want to point out the things that are bad, that sometimes are maintenance issues, which, you know, truly are. Maybe they do. The condition of it does go down a little bit, but there's also things that have been... you know, done and thing. I don't know. I mean, that's going to be you guys' call, because once I'm done with values, then, you know, to look at them and to look at them at
You
the
might
whole.
Have no protests this year.
I'm already being accused of being out there for reasons other than looking at the market. So, yeah, I think you're going to have some. Like I said, I don't know. Different counties do it differently. What they do in the bigger counties, they've already sent out preliminaries, like Lancaster and Douglas, and those referees have already looked at those. So they can change those values without a protest. The bigger counties have to do that. And they had 7,000, I think, in Lancaster. So it's just going to be a matter of, you know, taking... And one thing they do get is if they're doing a comparable... on a house, then the referee has time to pull those other three comparables they might compare it to and say, okay, this is why this one is higher or lower, you know. Information is great on my website, but when you have to have some knowledge of why this one might have more square footage, this one might have more plumbing fixtures, fireplace, so forth, there's the differences. And another thing, Terry, the worst part about this is that three-fourths of the protests came in the very last week. Mm-hmm. So we're getting, one year I think we got, 150 in the last week? That was been a few years back.
Been back a while back.
And so that's where you, the time frame gets really scrunched then when they all come in.
Last year you had about 70, 80, wasn't it? Narrowed down to, and a lot of those you worked through your office first, tried to.
Some of those were still ag, so Lloyd looked a lot of those. Commercial, Daryl pretty much handles commercial. Yeah. Residential's not a problem. If it's a rental, we can easily go look at that and say, hey, this condition is, you know. So. We'll deal with that down the road. We'll see. Maybe we won't, but I think people, it'll just depend.
I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 3 and 4.
Motion to approve both tax correction slips.
Second.
Moved by Valman, second by Juergens. Vote. 5 in favor. Anything else for us?
I don't think so.
Terry, anything on ag land prices?
You got 2 sales. 5,500 on an irrigated and 5,500 on a dry.
I know. It's up and down, I know. I don't have any information today.
South. When was south? I mean, south.
Well, if there's nothing else, we'll close equalization at 8:43.